7.13 is to explain how variations in ventilation and cardiac output enable rapid delivery of oxygen to tissues and the removal of carbon dioxide from them, including how the heart rate and ventilation rate are controlled and the roles of the cardiovascular control center and the ventilation center. Phew, right, okay. Cardiac output is defined as the cardiac volume multiplied by the heart rate. So it stands to reason that if you alter either cardiac volume or heart rate, you can change the cardiac output. The heart rate is probably the easiest one to change, although athletes will find their cardiac volume increases as they train more. And some of you have seen the video showing the Olympic rowers whose cardiac volume is enormous, but their heart rate is really quite low still. So this is all controlled by the autonomic nervous system. The parasympathetic nervous system is the one that dominates when you're in rest and digest mode. The sympathetic nervous system is the one that dominates when you're in fight or flight mode. This is a negative feedback system. The baroreceptors, these are pressure receptors in the aorta, in the carotid artery, and some of the other blood vessels. If the blood pressure increases, then that is detected by the baroreceptors. It sends impulses up to the heart rate control center in the medulla, then back again through the parasympathetic nerve. The parasympathetic nerve causes the heart rate to decrease and the blood vessels to dilate. This has the effect of decreasing the blood pressure. If the blood pressure decrease is detected by the baroreceptors, then an impulse is sent to the medulla again. Impulse is returned, this time through the sympathetic nerve, and that causes heart rate to increase and perhaps blood vessels to constrict a little. This causes an increase in blood pressure. Heart rate can be altered in this way. When we are exercising, blood can be diverted from the stomach, for example, the digestive system, to the muscles, to the brain. The kidneys lose a bit of their blood supply, as does the liver, when we're exercising, and the muscles gain them, you know, about double the blood supply. You should review what you did in topic 2 about breathing and how that is controlled. The breathing stimulus is in the medulla oblongata, known as the respiratory centre at that point. It's also a negative feedback system, and it's based on the stretching of the bronchi. So if you have the stimulation of the breathing muscles, the contraction of these muscles causes us to inhale. The stretch receptors, once the lungs are filling up, causes impulses to be sent to the respiratory center. These impulses inhibit the respiratory center, so no impulses are sent from the respiratory center to the breathing muscles. Therefore, there is no stimulation of the breathing muscles. This relaxation causes us to exhale. So the muscles are relaxing and the volume of the lungs decreases. This means the stretch receptors stop sending impulses to the respiratory center. The respiratory center is no longer inhibited, so impulses can be sent from the respiratory center to the breathing muscles, which causes the stimulation of the breathing muscles. So this is how breathing itself is controlled. The primary stimulus for breathing rate is concentration of carbon dioxide. Okay, this is all part of homeostasis. If you start off with ideal blood levels, blood gas levels, if the carbon dioxide levels rise, so that's an increase in CO2, that decreases the pH. It may be associated with a decrease in oxygen. Chemoreceptors in the medulla, the carotid arteries, and the aorta stimulate the respiratory center, so we breathe faster and deeper. That increases the amount of oxygen, increases the removal of CO2, and we return to ideal blood gas levels. If carbon dioxide levels fall, a decrease in CO2 is associated with an increase in pH and an increase in oxygen. That's picked up by the chemoreceptors in the same places. It inhibits the respiratory center, so we breathe more slowly and shallowly, and as a result, we return to normal ideal blood gas levels.